Primaries, midterm primaries, are in full swing, Wobble Land. And every race in which former President Donald Trump has endorsed has been watched very, very closely. J.D. Vance's surge, you know, from the middle of the pack to the win in Ohio's Republican Senate primary earlier this month was really seen as the first major W for a Trump-backed candidate. Then last week in West Virginia, you had a couple of candidates winning their races as well. But then on the flip side, also in West Virginia, Trump-backed Charles Herbster lost his gubernatorial bid in Nebraska. So all eyes will now be on Georgia, as we've got five different states headed to the polls. And you have Trump backing one candidate and former VP Mike Pence backing another. So this brings us full circle to ask the question, does the Trump endorsement really matter? To talk about it, we turn to political analyst with the Mike Downs Center for Indiana Politics, Andy Downs. Hey, Andy.
Hey, Kayla. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Glad you're here. I'm just going to ask you front and center right out of the gate, does the Trump endorsement matter?
Of course it does, except for when it doesn't.
I'm going to need you to explain that.
If you flip about it, but really endorsements are what the candidates make of them. There was a poll done by the Atlanta Constitutional Journal Constitution about last month. It was in April. And it actually found that only about 25 to 30% of likely Republican voters said that Trump's endorsement makes them much more likely to support a candidate.
Hmm.
Now, that's still, I mean, I'd take anything that gets me 25 points. You know what I mean? That's a nice bump. But you have to remember that the candidate has to have a message they're delivering. They have to be able to talk with voters in a way that appeals to voters. And part of what we've seen is in cases where, for example, in Georgia, where it looks like Kemp will receive the nomination again, he has enough of a track record and has talked about enough other things that the voters are like, hey, I know him well enough. The endorsement doesn't matter to me.
Hmm.
But if you look down ballot, what you actually see is that the endorsements matter a bit more, in part because the voters know less and less about those candidates who are down ballot. So you have to be able to leverage it and use it in a way that's productive.
You know, that's such a good point, especially in this race here in Georgia. You brought up Brian Kemp. He's the incumbent running against David Perdue. And David Perdue is the candidate that Donald Trump has endorsed. But yet David hasn't really done anything with that endorsement. So I get your logic, Andy. I like where you're going with this. That's a really good thought. But then, let me follow that up with this. How important is the outcome of these Trump-endorsed candidate races, if that makes sense? You know, how important is it to Donald and his decision to run for the White House again?
It will be incredibly important. And if you think about, for example, stay in Georgia, the Secretary of State's race, if Raffensperger manages to win the nomination there, that could actually cause Trump to be a little less likely to want to run because he has put a lot of effort into Georgia. However, what he's really looking for is a message he can deliver. So the same way the candidates have to be able to use that endorsement and make something of it, President Trump's going to want to be able to do the same thing. So if he can say, you know, 75% of the candidates I endorse won, then he'll use that message. But what we should remember is how many of those candidates were unopposed, how many of them were the front runner already, those sorts of things. In the end, if he gets enough people in enough states who have won races, and whether they needed his support a whole lot or not, that will be enough for him to say, I have broad enough support, I can make another legitimate run. Because even if Herschel Walker didn't need my endorsement,
mm-hmm.
he won, and he's going to say nice things about me.
Right, exactly. Well, let me ask you this really quick before I let you go, because I hear a lot of political analysts saying, and they've been saying this for a while now, that, you know, Trumpism, that's the big term being used these days, yeah, that Trumpism is already ingrained in the GOP, and it's going to be, you know, long term for a really long time. So I guess my follow up to all of that is, yes, a candidate can do what they want with that Trump endorsement and it could be valuable to them in regards of how they use it. But is a Trump endorsement actually needed since Trumpism is allegedly already kind of ingrained in the GOP?
Yeah, the party has certainly moved in that direction, and obviously the further it moves in that direction, the better it is for you to be standing there. And in some respects, the less important that endorsement becomes. However, he is still the person, I mean, you refer to it as Trumpism,
mm-hmm.
so I mean, it has his name on it, it's branded with him, and to get the actual endorsement from the brand leader is still valuable if you can do something with it.
Good point. Andy, I love having conversations with you, my man. I'm sure we'll have you back on soon.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Hey, you too. That's political analyst Andy Downs from the Mike Downs Center for Indiana Politics.
Podcasts by Federated Media.